Welcome to The Global Church Live. The Global Church Live is a multimedia ministry reaching through the world 24/7. Now, for today's message, here is Dr. Faye.
Through us and through us, and please do not be out there by yourself. And, you know, the devil wants you to think that nobody cares about you, that you are just a solo performer, but you're not. Everybody needs to be connected. It's not good that man should be alone. And that's just not talking about the male gender. We're talking about individuals. It's not good that we be alone. Do not get in a place where you become isolated from other people just because you've been hurt, or not just because you've been hurt or you've gone through some things. Don't go into a cave. Come out of it. And allow yourself to breathe, allow yourself to live, and stay connected with people. We are real people. Even though you're looking at us through that lens, we are real people. I'm a real person. Yeah, ouch. You pinch me. Yeah, it hurts. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It hurts if you hit me. It'll hurt. We are real people. We want to bring a personal touch. Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Bring a personal touch in this online community, in this virtual community, because too often we've become detached, that we've lost the human connectedness. I did a number of interviews. They called me in as a social media strategist, and somebody decided to put that label on my name, but one of the labels on my name, and so I came in and I thought, Lord, what am I going to do? He said, Faye, you've been out here so long. You know what to say. And I did. And one of the things that we talked about is the loss of human connectedness, because people are so used to texting and putting things out there in social media as if there's not a real person at the end of those mean words that you posted on Facebook or those mean things that you tweeted. Those are real people with real emotions, with real families. And we've discovered that through so much tragedy that, good morning, so much tragedy that has happened around the world, even right on Facebook, in front of the cameras, where people have committed some horrendous crimes and even crimes against themselves. So we want you to know there are real people connected behind those cameras, behind those texts, behind those messages and those mean things that you may say and think that it doesn't matter. It does matter, and it stays out there forever as long as the internet is there. That's the forever of the world. So be kind, be gentle, be loving. Amen. And I posted in our Periscope this morning that prayer is the breakfast of champions. People who wake up and pray are people who understand what it means to stay, like for an elect lady, warrior there, people who understand what it means to be a warrior, people who understand how to get dressed in the morning. You know, you don't want to run outside without your clothes on. You get dressed for that. We need to get dressed spiritually and be prepared for our day. God has given us this day. We give it back to Him. Some of us wake up, many times I do, 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, and ready to just hear what God has to say. I want to be open to His voice and to be attentive, because there's so many, many things to do, and it has to do with healing and delivering people. And I don't want to get caught up in the doing of things. I want to stay focused on the purpose of a thing, if that makes sense, right? Don't get caught up in the doing of the thing, but stay focused on the purpose of the thing. And the purpose of the thing is, you know, to glorify Jesus so people can see Him, to have an experience with Him. All of the issues that we face in the world are because people don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not because of a lack of money. It's not because of a lack of networking or any of those things. It's because at the bottom here, we have not laid the foundation for Jesus Christ. There's no relationship, no authentic relationship. I want to pray this morning, and then I want to deposit a word into your heart, something that the Lord gave me, and I want to share it with you briefly today to help you jumpstart your day, to get your spiritual engines moving. I trust that it's going to be as much of a blessing to you as it has been to me. Isn't it good? Isn't it good just to be here, to be with people who were just ready to hear what God has to say? You feel like you had church in the morning, and you do right here. Let's pray, shall we? Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful that we get to wake up and pray. We're so thankful, Father God, that you loved us enough, that you brought us into this place, in this space, and that you watched over us during the night. You kept us while we were dead to the world, because we were. We were asleep. So we were dead to the world. But God, while we were asleep, you watched over us. You kept and protected our families and those that we loved, Lord God. And even if those we loved were called home in the middle of the night, Father, you still watched over them. We thank you, Lord God, for divine protection today. We pray for divine protection over every person who is representing their families here, who's representing their communities and their countries in this space. Father, we don't have a plan B. You're it. You're it. You are who we have on the inside of us. You're our source. You're the resource. You're the power. You're the answer. You are our holiness. You are our righteousness. You are truly our everything. We thank you that you loved us enough to baptize and fill us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you loved us enough that you did not leave us like we were. But Lord God, you continue to transform us by the renewing of our minds. You continue to give us an insatiable appetite for the Word of God. You continue to revelate your word to us so that we can comprehend with the angels what it means to have a resident God, to have a Father who's in the house, who has never left us nor will ever forsake us, who does supply our needs, who does look after us, who does care that we have shelter and food and clothing, who does take care of his own, Lord God. You've never been a neglecter. You've never been a father who neglected his children. You've never been someone who did not bring us bread and water, who did not cover us. Father, even when we didn't know we needed covering, you were there covering us. You were there protecting us. You were there watching over us. Even when we thought we were working on our own, Lord God, it was you. Even while we traveled, Father, it wasn't us, it was you. Even when we go in and out of our doors, Father, it's not us protecting ourselves, it is you. And we pay you reverence. We give you respect of being in our house. Thank you, Father. You're in this house called Faye. You're in that house called Mary, called Renita, called Donita. You are in the house called Vinay. You made your presence known in these houses that are represented here today. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. And Jesus, you said if it were not so, you would have told us. And I thank you for the dwelling places of God, that we are the dwelling places. We are the many places that you live in, that you are glorified in, that you're magnified yourself through. Lord, we thank you for glorifying yourself through us with the same glory that you had with the Father. Thank you for allowing the oneness of God to be known to us. We get to be swallowed up of your victory. We get to be swallowed up by your presence. Allow us to tap into the fullness of the Godhead who is resident within us. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much. You loved us so. That you made a deposit into the entire earth. Into the world, who went into the earth. You made a deposit through your son, Jesus, so that many more sons could come back, sons and daughters would come back to you. You sowed a seed that keeps on giving back. We thank you, Father God, as you manifest your healing power, the gift of healing, flooding in this atmosphere. I speak to cancerous cells and tumors and growth. I speak to problems in the female organs. I speak to issues of the breast. And I speak healing now in the name of Jesus. And that word of healing that goes forth will not return void. But it accomplished that which I pleased and prosper where it is being sent now. For you, Father, sent your word and healed them and delivered them from all of their diseases. All leaves no exception. We thank you for healing us of all of our diseases. All of our diseases. Blood diseases. Heart diseases. Lung diseases, mind diseases, emotion diseases, emotional diseases, every cancer, every immune compromise, immune system that has been compromised. You sent your word, himself took our infirmities, our inabilities to produce results. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of divine health, keeping bodies strong. Sickness, we no longer need you as a crutch. We no longer need you to draw attention to ourselves. We no longer need you. You're not welcome in this atmosphere. You're not welcome in our bodies. When we go to the doctor, we get good reports. When we go to the doctors, we get God good reports. We are healed. We don't mind going, and when we go, we get good reports. We thank you, Lord, for the hair on our heads. You numbered every strand. Thank you for healthy hair. Thank you, Lord. Somebody receive that right now. Thank you, Lord, for blood flow to the scalp, through every part of the body. Wherever the blood is being blocked, wherever blockages that are in any vessels, veins, arteries, we thank you for dissolving them now, Father. Manifestation of divine health. We give you praise. Thank you, Father, for manifestation of divine health in the area of the respiratory system. Being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Chest cavity. Opening up. Lungs. Breathe easy. We thank you, Father God, for the manifestation of clarity in thinking. Fogginess coming from a sluggish immune system. We command right now bodies to be healed. wherever there's repentance that's needed. You said if we've committed any sin, that we'll be forgiven. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If any sick is among us, let them call for the elders of the church and let them come and pray, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord would raise him up, and if he's committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. I thank you, Father, for the power of forgiveness. Woo! Because of the finished works of Jesus, we can ask, Father, forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Whatever is in my soul that's blocking my body from being whole, I command it to go now in the name of Jesus. Pray that over your life. Whatever is in my soul that's keeping me and blocking me from my body being whole, I command it to go. I repent. I turn. I put my eyes back on you, Father. Not on my money, not on any person. I put my eyes on you. I receive the gift of health and the gift of healing manifested in my body right now in the name of Jesus. Say that. I receive every cell in my body completely healed. I receive every muscle, every bone, every ligament, and every tendon completely healed. I speak to allergies, which are an attack on my immune system. And I free myself of every attack against my body. Because my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. My body is filled with light and love and joy and peace. There is no room available in my body for sickness, disease, nor poverty. Father, I thank you that I walk in divine health. I thank you for your word concerning health and healing. I thank you. My body is filled with light. My body resists darkness. My body resists evil. I am the house of God. And everything that's connected to His house is whole. Nothing missing and nothing broken. I keep my eyes on Jesus. I will not lose my focus. I keep my eye on Jesus. So be it. Whew. Wow. I know people receive healing. I experienced that going through my body. I receive healing. You receive healing. It's for us today. Just a few scriptures, and then we're going to pray. You can drop your prayer request in. Whew. A heavy anointing in here today. Heavy means good. There's a presence for your healing. There's a presence for your deliverance. There's a presence here. His presence, not just a presence, his presence. Whew. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, there's always a temptation to read more of this than I have time to do, so let's just read a few verses here. And verse 14, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians 5 and 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and arose again. All eyes on Jesus. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Mm-hmm. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Not only did he send Jesus to bring us back to him, look what kind of love this is. He knew we could not exist without him, without his love. And he sent Jesus to bring us back home to him. He reconciled us. He brought us back to his original intention for his creation. That's why we must become new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become born again, have been made new, have gone through the resurrection, have gone through the power and the presence of God. Given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Not only did he reconcile us, he's given us the ministry that he has, the ministry of reconciliation, to bring people back to him, to witness that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Every word that God breathes through us, it is to bring people back to him. That's it. It is not to increase our wealth. We need to get this straight. It is not to do all of the things we think it is for. It is the ministry of reconciliation. Everything else is a byproduct of us being and doing what God called us to be and do. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. And then he says, now then, we are ambassadors to Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in God's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And Romans 8 and 1, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. In Christ, we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. In Christ, there is no condemnation. As we begin to grow up in him and realize that our Father loves us so much that he put himself on the inside of us, and he'll never leave us, and he'll never forsake us, and he's with us always, no matter what else is going on. God is in the house, and he's with us. However, some of us have a difficult time in knowing just how much he really cares and how much he really loves us and how much God wants to really come forth through us, because we're carrying this old baggage with us. We have forgotten that old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. And we have come under the spirit of condemnation. Not conviction, but condemnation. We are now feeling guilty and ashamed about things that we did that God has forgiven us for. He's forgiven us, but we have a difficult time in forgiving ourselves, in separating ourselves from the things that we did or the things that we said. So we carry this baggage with us from year to year, from day to day, and we don't feel worthy of God's greatest and best for our lives. We don't feel worthy even of his love. We don't feel worthy of his forgiveness. So we carry this unforgiveness toward ourselves and toward others, because you can't give away what you don't possess. We continue to walk in alignment with our past rather than in alignment with the new creation reality, with what Jesus has done for us. Ladies and gentlemen, I present the case of redemption. I present the case of reconciliation. I present the case of a glorified Jesus who is waiting right now to tell you, I have forgiven you. The slate is clean. You get to wake up every day into a new reality, into a new understanding, into a new revelation. Old things are passed away, regardless of what you did yesterday or last night in the back, in the booth, in the corner, in the dark, whatever you did undercover last summer, whatever you did. The forgiveness power of God is greater than anything that you could ever hold against yourself. When I tell you that he loves you, it may not sound profound, and it may seem insufficient. It may not seem adequate. It doesn't seem to cover you the way you feel you need to be covered when I say that I love you or he loves you. But when you start asking him to reveal his love to you, some of us didn't even know we could ask. We didn't even know. It's not the answers that we need so much as the questions that we need to ask. We didn't even know we could ask, Father, reveal your love to me. reveal to me what it means to be reconciled. Reveal to me what it means to be redeemed. What it means to be an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Father, reveal to me the hidden treasures. I want to know the secret sauce of redemption. I want to know, because if I know these things, then I can never look back. Yesterday has no good news for me. Whew. Today is all I have. This moment, now, today is the day of salvation. Now faith is. Forget those things which are behind, reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. I encourage you. Do not let another day pass and you're still carrying the past. Do not let another day pass and you're still carrying the baggage of who did it, what they did, what they said to you, who texted you something, who messaged you on Facebook, who unfriended you as if they were your friend, who did this, who did that. Don't let another day go by and you're caught up in the drama of family squabbles and friend squabbles and who you thought was your BFF and you found out they wasn't even a friend at all. Forget about it. And start focusing on who you really are, who he has made you to be because of the blood of Jesus, what he has done, this beautiful work he has done on the inside of each of us. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You should be going on a treasure hunt. You should be on a great adventure in this life, looking for all the treasure that God has placed on the inside of you. You should wake up every day with your tools, say, God, I'm going on a treasure hunt. I want to discover all of the glory, all of the essence, all of the gold, all of the nuggets that you have placed resident within me. I want to know my own house. I want to be the merchant who sold everything to go and find the pearl of great price. I want to be the woman, though she lost the coin, remember the parable? She lost the coin, and she found it. And when she found it, she wanted to celebrate because she found the coin that was lost. Some of us are still looking. And it's okay to search, but know what you're searching for. Don't just be looking for love in all the wrong places. Look for it within yourself because he put it inside. All of the libraries of the world, you can Google all day long and you'll never find what you need. Google didn't pick this up. Bing, Internet, they didn't pick this up, honey. No, they didn't. You can't Google glory. Oh, they can give you a definition of what they think it might mean, but until you experience it, there are no words that can explain being in the presence of the Most High God. There, oh, my Lord, Wikipedia, nobody, they cannot define. Yeah, cannot. Only relationship with him will give you the revelation of him. You are great. Do you not know who your father is, honey? When you know who your father is, you can stand up tall and square your shoulders back, put that chin up, because you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You've got no reason to be ashamed anymore. You repent and you allow him to wash you, to cleanse you all over again. He said, but the preacher said we only needed to repent one time. Once saved, always saved. We're not even going there. I am telling you, if you want an authentic relationship with him, it's okay to confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How many times will he cleanse me? As many times as I need him to cleanse me. I am I'm right there with you, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mind putting my face in the carpet. I don't mind putting my knees down. I don't mind going to anybody's altar because I love God and I know he loves me. And whatever he's asking me to do, it's for my good because he doesn't want me to miss what he has right there in front of me, but I cannot see it because the silly things are blinding me. I cannot see it. He wants me to see it, experience it. Like John said, that which our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, our hands have handled, the word of life. He wants us to experience him. I know you've been beat down by life and a lot of things have happened to you. You've been through hell, been through divorces, lost babies, don't know where your kids are. Some people in here, one lady, her son was murdered. A lot of things have happened to a lot of people, but I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, he's still the same God with the same glory, the same story, and he's able to raise you up again in the midst of everything. He wants you to know that he loves you with a never-ending, unfailing, uncompromising love. He hasn't forgotten about you. Don't you know? Don't you know? When you opened your eyes this morning, you were on his mind. While you closed your eyes last night, you were on his mind. Oh, I love that, because when I close my eyes, his eyes are still open. When I'm trying to figure things out, he's already worked it out. For sure. While I'm wondering what my day will be like, he's already gone ahead, giving me directions now. And I sit down and remember I told you, some of you may have missed that, there are only three major things you need to do every day. You'll find out that. Do them. So really? I thought I had like 20. Three major things that you need to do every day. And you tackle, you put those three major things down. Say, God, what are my three today? And he will direct your steps. He'll tell you what they, what they are. And if when you do them, everything else will filter in. It'll just filter in. And at the end of the day, you will accomplish more than what your little list had, your little task list, your little agenda, itinerary. All of that would just be washed away because now you're working from within rather than working from out here. So instead of pulling it here. That's why I don't like all these symbols people do in church. Pull it down, pull it up. I don't want none of that. I want to take it from in here. I want to take it from where he is in the house. Amen. And when you draw from this well, it never runs dry. Whew. I hope that helps somebody. I hope that helped you to get you going again, to get you out of this stupor, feeling like nobody loves me, nobody cares. God has forgotten about me. No, he hasn't. He's just redirecting your attention to in the house. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Yeah. He's made us kings and priests unto him. Amen. I'm going to pray. Where did that come from? I'm going to pray again, and then you could drop in your prayer request or bring them to the conference room at the conference room number that we still have open for right now. So get in here, conference room people. You better get on the Periscope or join me someplace else because we're going to take everything in front of the camera. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you right now for this abundance of mercy, this abundance of grace, this abundance of your love. Lord, we can't even wrap our minds around how much you love us, but we know that you do. We know that you do. Lord, there are people in here who need that certainty, need to have the certainty of the love of God manifested in their everyday waking, walking, talking lives. Father, I embrace it. I embrace your love because you are love, because your love protects us. Your love leads and guides and directs us. I thank you, Father, that we get to bask in your presence today, that there are men and women here who have just been worn out. God, they're just tired of being tired. And I thank you, Father God, that you're energizing and recharging and revitalizing us at our very core. I thank you, Lord, that we will never be the same once we experience your goodness and your glory because you are indeed in the house. We thank you for every believer. Lord God, I thank you for stirring us up, Father, because we can go in and out at will. We can go in and take from the treasure house, take from your will, take from your perfect plan for our lives, where you know the thoughts that you think toward us, you to give us a hope and a future. Father, you have not forgotten us. You've not forsaken us, and we reverence you. We acknowledge your presence in our house. Thank you, Father, for these earthen tabernacles. For if there is a Zah, we have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. We thank you, Father, that it's not just in this life that we have hope. We know that there is greater on the inside of us. And we're not looking to take from outside of ourselves to bring it in. We're looking to take from within to manifest it outwardly. You put it all inside, and we've been looking everywhere and could not find our coin until we looked inside of the house. We thank you, Father, that we're growing up. And, Father, as we continue to pray for those who are present and for those who they represent, we thank you for your presence being there already, the anointing to destroy yokes and to set every captive free. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, for whose stripes we were healed. You sent your word and healed them and delivered them from all of their disease. We thank you, Father, for the manifestation of divine help in this house today. In Jesus' name. I'm accepting prayer requests. Those of you that are in the conference room, you may star 6. If you're in scope with me this morning, you can drop it in the comment box, your prayer request. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you've already received your healing, you can let us know about that, too. Well, bless the Lamb of God. Bless the Lamb of God. As a matter of fact, this month, we're making available to you our book, e-book, I Am the Lord Who Heals. Tech support is working out some issues with the download. So as soon as that is available, those of you who are connected with me on Facebook at Dr. Faye Live, head pressure has been lifted. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for that testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. The presence of the Lord will do it every time, ladies and gentlemen. God is healing in this atmosphere. And we've been sending the word out. Yes, good morning. Good morning. We've been sending the word out for a couple of years now. And so many miracles have taken place. There are people with testimony upon testimony right here in this place. I am the Lord who heals thee. We're going to make it available. So if you're connected with me on Facebook, you can go there. You can certainly go to wakeupandpray.com. You can make a donation there, and you can also sign up. Good morning from Southern Cal. You guys get up early over there. Yeah, thank you. You're welcome to send donations to that address as well. Hello there. Hello. Hello. We know we have California in here, Las Vegas is in here, Chicago is in here. We're so glad to see you all this morning. I don't know where everybody is from. Yeah, yeah. We're so glad that you've joined us. Tell other people that we're here. And I said, I don't know if I'm here every day on Periscope because I'm just waiting in these waters. But I tell you, because I'm not coming on here with the Auntie Mama do-rag on. I'm not doing that. Oh, you guys, I have to jump through a few hoops to try to get in front of the camera. That's me. I'm not doing it that other way. I'm not doing it. So that's why I tell you, I don't know if I'm scoping every morning and if I'm traveling. Yeah, I'm glad you got it, caught it too. Happy I caught your broadcast. I'm glad you did too. I really am. It's always good to meet people. If you don't know it, I love people. I do. I love the fellowship. I love to get to know people. I love to get to know your stories. Everybody has one. We did a television show in Philadelphia a few years ago, and it was called Starting Over. And you guys saw the spinoff of our show that came on to a major network. We were on the small cable network, only reaching 1.4 million households at the time. And we were creating these ideas, and the networks were grabbing them, and my producer said, they keep taking our stuff. I said, well, you know what, that's a testimony that we're good. You know, I don't worry about that. Just dig another well. I serve the Creator, so if somebody takes my stuff, I just go dig another well. But anyway, so thank you guys for being here this morning. Any additional prayer requests? I'm trying to catch everything in the box. When I'm teaching the Word of God, I try to keep my eyes, you know, focused, because I don't want to read everything everybody's posting, and you understand why. I need to be able to minister effectively. It's not like television. You don't get to see all of that when you're doing television, but in this social media space, that's what we do. That's what we do. Yeah? Okay, well, continue to pray for us. Ciao, Italy. Good to see you this morning. God bless you all of you. Continue to pray for me, and we are planning to launch our TV channel here in the first part of 2018. It's coming along well, and we're doing some other things that help people to grow and to be nurtured. We're doing some awesome things in wealth transfer, offering people in the body of Christ faith-based solutions and with faith-based businesses. Somebody's asking me, are you broadcasting every morning? Right now, it seems that way. It seems that way, that we will be here every morning sharing with whoever is in the room. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Any additional prayer requests? Yay, thank you, sower of the word. We appreciate that. God bless each of you for being here. Don't forget, on Wednesday nights, we have Bible class. We're using Facebook right now for what is my name on there? Oh, facebook.com/Dr. Faye Live. Actually, yeah, thank you. That's a good question. It's 9 o'clock. No, it's 9 p.m. East Coast time. 9 p.m. Happy birthday. It's 9 p.m. East Coast time for Bible class on Wednesday nights, and then 11 a.m. East Coast time for streaming church on Sunday mornings. So we have a block of time that we offer the Word of God. So happy birthday to those who are celebrating birthdays, happy anniversaries, whatever you're celebrating. I just want everybody to be walk from that wealthy place, that healthy place from within. We bless all of you today. We just encourage you to continue in the faith. You are bigger. Let me tell you something. You are so big on the inside. Don't be afraid of your own greatness. Don't be frightened of being successful. Don't allow it to overwhelm you. Just go ahead and step out there. Whatever it is, just go ahead and do it. Because God is in you, and He won't let you fail, honey. He won't, dear, sir, ma'am, respectfully. He will not let you fail because He loves you so much. Your success is the success in the kingdom. He wants to be glorified through you, and the way He's glorified through you is to watch you soar. Yeah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you all. Thank you so much for being a part of this service this morning. Don't forget to share it with your friends. I look forward to being back with you on tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. East Coast time, in case you didn't know, and I know some of you are just jumping in, but it's 7 a.m. East Coast time, and so we'll walk in that. Amen? Otherwise, if you can't catch us here because it's not scoping right, or we can't get in because of ISP problems or whatever, somebody will post. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. The telephone number that you can call in to a conference line. Oh, I better keep an eye. Yeah, there are people in the conference room sometimes. I forget. There's a conference line that you can call in, and you can still be a part of it. But we'd rather be here with you as well as in the conference room right now. Until next time, I'm Dr. Faye. I'm going to say another prayer because this is Wake Up and Pray. If you have a prayer request, drop it in quickly, and I can grab it. Yeah, thank you for that. Oh, and the international numbers are at wakeupandpray.com. You can go there and get the international numbers. They're local numbers from wherever you are. If you're in Spain, if you're in Italy, if you're in Germany, you can call from your cell phone to a local number, and you'll be able to participate in these services, these service times in Italy, France. You'll be able to participate just by picking up your cell phone and calling a local number. Isn't that great? And there are about 60, 61 countries now, I think, that we have local numbers for. So make use of those for those of you that want to call in. Yeah, it won't be an extra charge for you. So that is truly a blessing. We appreciate that. And I believe that's all. I don't see any additional prayer requests. Hello, 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 everybody. But I'm going to say farewell for now until next time. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless every house that's represented here. I bless the communities. I thank you, Father God, for covering our government, our president. Lord God, put godly men and godly women in the Oval Office. Put godly men and godly women in Congress. Put godly men and godly women in the United Nations, Lord God. Let ambassadors be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let our governors and mayors and councilmen and women, Father God, come to the bleeding side of Calvary. Father, let us create an altar in government. Let the Oval Office become a sanctified place. Let it become a holy place. We command every spirit of disruption, corruption, and manipulation, confusion, and fear to be gone from that place, because we are the voice of God in the earth. We are your people, Father God, and we are one with your spirit, and we say that it must be gone. And you said, whatever we say, it shall be so. We speak grace, grace, grace to the mountains, and the mountains become a plain. And you said, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can say to the mountain, to be thou removed, and be you cast into the sea, and don't doubt in our hearts. But believe that those things which we say shall come to pass, we will have whatsoever we say. We say that we have a holy nation. We say that we are a righteous people, and we declare righteousness throughout the land. We say that we are a revived people, that we are on fire for God all around the world, from every culture, every language. Lord, I thank you right now that every country will raise up people, Father God, that you will raise up men and women in every country that will be holy representatives of a holy God. I thank you, Father God, that you will show forth that you are Jehovah Almighty God, that you are Jehovah Shammah. You are the Lord who is there. You are there in Australia. You are there in South America. You are there in Europe. You are there in China. You are there in Russia. You are there, Lord God, from the East Coast to the West Coast of the U.S. You are there in Canada. You are there in Haiti. You are there, O great God. You are everywhere in Japan. You are there, Lord God, and there is no place where you are not. You are omnipresent, Almighty God, and we worship you and we thank you, Father God. We join our prayers with the prayers of the righteous all over the world. We thank you, Father God, for 1 million praying around the clock around the world. We thank you, Father God, that hearts will be bonded and bound together in a corporate anointing. That, Lord God, even when our sisters in China are praying, Father God, that somebody in the U.S. will join in prayer and won't even know why. We'll be praying, Father, because you've got this network of people. You've got this network of people around the world that are calling on the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you right now that even in Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan, Lord God, that there are people who are calling on the name of the Lord. I believe that, Lord God, in Africa, Father God, from south to east to west to north, Lord God, there are people calling on the name of the Lord. And we thank you, Father, for those that call upon your name shall be saved, shall be delivered. And Father, we thank you right now that you will give us great courage, as you did Joshua, to be of great courage, and you will strengthen our hearts for the moments and the days ahead, that we will not give up, cave in, and quit. We are resilient people. Father, we have the bounce back. We're the bounce back kids. We always come up. We always come back. Father, out of every trial, every circumstance, Lord God, I thank you that you're covering this people today as we go forward. Father, those that need jobs, you will open doors that no man can close. Those who have received their healing, let them come back like the one leper with a testimony. Lord, I thank you for disrupting the atmosphere of the demonic powers that has hovered over their homes, disrupting and destroying them, exposing cleansing and expelling them into desert places where they will not prosper or enter another living thing. We bless every pastor in this house, every minister with a word for today. Lord God, let them speak forth that word with power and maturity, and let lives be forever changed in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for praying with me. Thank you for loving God. Thank you for being, yeah, God's girl. We're thanking Abba Father that your doctor's appointment is well. Oh, yeah, she's praying for somebody. Yeah, pray for one another. This is what we do. They created these platforms, and we're using them for the glory of God. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye. Don't forget to join me tomorrow at 7 a.m. East Coast time for another Wake Up and Pray with Dr. Faye. Love you guys. Have a blessed day now. See ya.